Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, fresh off a vacation, so a little late, but ready to recap hometowns with a very special guest. You may remember her from season 26 of The Bachelor with Clayton and season 8 of Bachelor in Paradise, in which she was pretty iconic, stole the show a little bit. Hello, Jill.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Wow, that was quite the intro.
Honestly,
I forgot all of that myself.
I'm sure you probably do. You probably, you know, try to block it out. But I love whenever I reach out to, when I'm deciding who to reach out to in Bachelor Nation, and I got to be like, okay, whose like contract with ABC is up so I don't have to like get approval and this or that. And I'm like, oh my God, season 8 of Paradise, you guys had a good cast there. And I was like, I want to talk to Jill.
We really did. It was, you know, we were blessed with a lot of characters. That's for sure.
A lot of characters. Well, I want to jump into Joey's season, but first just like set the scene for me. Have you been watching The Bachelor since you were on it? Did you just dive back in? Because a lot of people are like, oh, Joey's cute. And what are you thinking so far? Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. So I told myself when I got off the show, I was like, I'm never watching it ever again, because I was just like, I'm triggered. Oh my God. And like, that was true for a little bit. But then like right after my season, like Rachel was Bachelorette and like Rachel is like my best friend. So I'm like, okay, I have to watch that. And then you get invested. And it's like, okay, well, Zach's now the Bachelor. Fine. I have to watch Zach. Like, you just get invested. Like every person, there's like a certain degree away from you and you're like, okay, fine. So I also watch it like religiously with my friends. Like that's our routine. And that has been our routine for many years. So we're like, oh, well, when we hang out, this is what we do. So I've just been watching it. And this season, oh my God, everybody is so riled up about it. And I love it. I feel like we've been in such a lull with like, I'm not going to say boring bachelors, but that is just the general consensus and whatever, shoot the messenger, but everyone knows it. And Joey's like, hot and he's cool and we're rooting for him, and it just reinvigorated the franchise. And so everyone is like back on board. We've got some crazy characters. We had some drama earlier with the Maria Sydney situation. Like, just so much has happened. This is just getting back to the roots of a good Bachelor season.
I completely agree. And I think a huge part of it is that they're kind of giving Joey a fair shot. Like, I agree with all of those things, but I think they're just editing him better. Because I think sometimes they've turned on their own leads. And the last Bachelors, I mean, they were kind of like having to like, it was just a tough look for everyone. Not even their fault necessarily. So I think editing is better. But I don't want to take away from Joey, because I do think this is the first time we've seen 4 hometowns where the dads were pretty much like, please marry my daughter. Like, that never happens on this show.
I know. And especially with like Maria's dad, who I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna shoot out his kneecaps. Like he gave his blessing. And so, yeah, I think that Joey is just like such a good guy. I feel like he also is just like so great with women. That's like so weird to say, but he just like knows the right thing to say. And like, he was like written by, it was like, oh my God, he's written by a woman. I do kind of like believe that. I feel like some of the bachelors we've had in the past, like just speaking from personal experience, like Clayton, he was just like, there was something like not really there. I'm like, let me get through to you. But no, like Joey's just a good communicator. And yeah, he's the people's prince, really.
He really is. And not to badmouth Clayton by any means, but it makes you wonder, how did we get there when they, because Clayton, you know, the picking him was interesting anyway, because the way they did it like mid-season and it was so confusing, but they clearly like were passionate about the pick. And then to have certain people are just better on camera also. Like they don't freeze up. And Joey has seemed to very much like very organically be into this role. And I think part of that is because he was a runner up. So he was on the show even longer. Like you get through all the emotions. And it just they spent so much time like breaking their own system and kind of trying to shock us with the pick of a lead. And I feel like it just backfired. Whereas here, it's like Joey was the runner up. So we were already invested. He has a little bit of the TV experience. And I do think he's just a good person. So it was like that perfect storm. But it just makes you think when they have these discussions about the lead, as I'm sure they're having right now about a bachelorette and people I feel like are very torn, they're passionate. It's a big decision. People say like the lead doesn't matter, but it does.
Clearly, the lead does matter, and I'm glad they've kind of broken out of their mold of like, let me sabotage the lead. That has been the story for so long, and I think we just like want to root for somebody. Just let the process happen the way it happens. There's going to be drama. There's going to be regardless. Like, let us cook. You know what I'm
Yes.
saying? And Joey can cook.
100%. We start with
Love
Kelsey
it.
A, who has been the dark horse. I think most people can agree. Gorgeous, has been around. Like, okay, there's two Kelseys, Kelsey A, Kelsey T. They're both like in the mix. And then the last couple weeks, it's kind of become Kelsey A and Joey a little bit like having a big moment. And this date in New Orleans, I mean, you had the immediate nail of the run and jump in her all white outfit. There's butterflies flying around them. It was like, if you're a butterfly, I'm a butterfly. Like it was very like these two are in sync. She's you know, like eating beignets and he's wiping away her mascara tears. Like these two are very much into each other.
I feel like they're on the same page, and I can't say that about really anybody else. Like, they're on the same page. I feel like, I mean, it was so beautiful. Like, the symbolism of the butterflies and her mom, like, you can tell that she's so comfortable getting there with Joey. Like, she's really free with her emotions. She's not afraid. She seems the most confident in her connection with him and just like letting it flow. I think they honestly have the best chemistry. And she surprised me the last couple of weeks because I feel like they were hiding her. I don't know why. I feel like I was like, oh my God, Daisy from like day one. I'm like, Daisy, Daisy, Daisy. And now I'm like, ooh, I think maybe Kelsey.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to all the episodes I've done of this podcast for Joey season, I think every single week I'm like, well, Daisy wins, like, who even cares? And now I'm like, oh, well, I fell for the editing of a show I've been watching for a decade. And I think they were hiding Kelsey A as Daisy's might be like our little red herring. And I think Daisy, that breakup is going to feel so emotional because everyone is very invested in those two as well. And not saying that they don't have something, but it's a tricky line for them too, though, because I like Kelsey A. But they kind of got me so invested in Daisy that I might be a little more sad watching him and Daisy break up than watching him and Kelsey A get engaged. I'm jumping the
I
gun, but you
know.
know what I mean? Like sometimes you get too invested because they want you invested, but then it's like, I feel like Rachel Lindsay always talked about how I know her and Brian broke up, but like they made it like the love story of Peter and Rachel. So then when you watched her and Brian get engaged, you were like, oh, but like we loved Peter. And it's like, well, that's on the editing. And I'm worried they might have done that a little bit, but Kelsey A is great.
Yeah, love her. I'm feeling really like now I'm like, I think they make more sense in terms of like they're on the same page. I don't see any hesitation from either of them. And I can't say that for anybody else, really.
I also thought, as I was watching this, I thought all four of these women, honestly, like pretty well adjusted, very much like, I hope it's me, but if it's not, this is what I learned from the experience. Like they almost like had the prompt. Like Kelsey A was like, you know, I know what I deserve and I want to love like my parents. And Joey is like, if it's him, that's great. And if it's not, I got that out of it. Daisy very much like didn't know I was going to be able to find love after everything I went through health-wise. Joey taught me I can. Like they all had the hope it's me, but if not, here's my learning lesson. And I thought, wow, how mature and well adjusted are these women?
I know, right? I feel like they are a far cry from what we've seen in the past. And I don't know if it's because, like, I don't know, like, their personal experience within, like, filming the franchise, because, like, there is a level of, like, manipulation and strange, like, dynamics that go on. So if they were just, like, allowed to feel, like, secure, I feel like that changes everything. And I feel like that partially could be Joey making them feel really secure. Or it could be like the environment, but
Maybe both.
I noticed that.
I do think they have new showrunners and like producers this season, that they hadn't had in the last couple that maybe is fostering a little bit of a different environment. I mean, it's still The Bachelor.
Yeah.
We watch the Maria and the drama, and the formula is still very much the same. But we also
Yeah.
got someone who was in the drama in a hometown date, which we don't see very often. So it's interesting. There's
Right,
something a
right,
little
right.
different in the DNA.
Oh my God. It's like reminding me, Maria reminds me of Victoria Fuller in a couple of ways, but
Okay.
like it's very much giving Victoria Fuller, like, but not, I mean, not as like volatile in the hometown, but like it's, you know,
Yeah.
there's something there.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. I see that. Okay. We go Rachel next, according to the order of how it aired. You never know how it's filmed. Usually not in the way they show it to us, but that's
Yeah.
technical. We have Rachel. We are not in Hawaii. We're in California, but her family's bringing Hawaii to Joey. Rachel has been obviously not who people necessarily expected to be in the top four. I think that top six rose ceremony, it was kind of a toss up. I think Daisy and Kelsey A, people were pretty confident in, but the other two spots, they didn't know if Maria's time, you know, people love her, but like weren't sure. Rachel, I think some people maybe thought Kelsey T. I don't know. They don't do the run and jump. I do have to point out, it's just a slight hop into the arm, which always, I just, you gotta clock these things at hometowns, right? Like just a little
Yeah,
hop into the
that's
arm.
true.
Joey, I wrote, his shirt reminds me of an Easter egg. And Rachel's on edge a little bit. She's very nervous. She wants this to go well. And the whole kind of theme of her date is, she has this ex-boyfriend who really hurt her, and her family and her are like on edge, I think, about bringing someone else home after the heartbreak she went through. What are your thoughts on Rachel overall?
So I was surprised by Rachel, like from the start. At the beginning of the season, there was the moment when they were slow dancing, and I feel like that's when it really clicked for me that like they just have a certain vibe together that really works. Like it's inexplicable. It's like everything that you want from like an unexpected connection, like it's all there. And I'm so happy that she's in the final four because I feel like she really does bring something else to the mix. I feel like this hometown specifically, like, and that didn't necessarily like remind me of my family, but it was like everything was based on like honor and like honoring the family. And there was a lot of like cultural similarities. And I think that like him experiencing this woman and kind of embracing her heritage, I think that was really important and like central to the date. I think even maybe it stood out to me more so than like the ex-boyfriend. I was just like, she cares so much about her family, and like she was teaching him like how to do all the cultural things, and they were so appreciative of it. Like it just like made me really happy because you don't get to see that a lot, and I'm happy that she's in the mix because we get to see that.
That's a really good
I also
point.
think she's maybe like one of the more like mature. I feel like she maybe she's more like analytical, where she's like, okay, this. Like she seems to be maybe not checking the boxes, but knowing what boxes have to be checked. She's like, okay, well, I'm falling and I'm in love, and then this is when I do this, and then this is when you meet my family. You know, it seems like she's a planner, and that probably is because she's a product of her past. But I think that she is like, you could feel the nervous energy.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. I think that was a really good point. It was a nice hometown where we got to see a new tradition. He did a great job with the forehead tradition.
That was
I
really
was like,
nice.
Joey's very smooth. And he is a great bachelor for things like this too, because he jumps right in. The families all were falling in love with him, and it did bring something different to the show. I totally agree with that. I also loved her parents. I thought they were like this perfect amount of emotional, where they're like, we're worried about you because this, you could get hurt, but we also like got your back, and we, no matter what happens, like sometimes the parents, when they come off concerned, which like no judgment, like this is crazy a little bit, sometimes it comes off as mean, or like it's hard for the bachelor, like it is what it is, like we're on this show, like you know, maybe tone it down, or like I don't know. They really felt like a, we wish you the best, Joey, but we wish Rachel the best more, which was, I think, something her dad said, or maybe her mom. And I was like, I like that messaging, because they really were like, you seem great, but also, you know, this is a lot. And maybe, whereas Kelsey A's dad, I feel like, was like, I hope they get engaged. And I just don't think I've
I
ever seen
know.
that on this show, which was so precious. But it's like, you never get that from the parent. You always get a, like, I don't know about this. And they
Oh
all
my
do.
God.
It's crazy.
There have been hometowns where you're like, oh, you're like cringing and you're like, oh my God, like this is awful. But we didn't see that really at all. I was expecting it from Maria's hometown, but we really didn't get that. And I feel like you could tell, like Rachel's dad was like, I've never watched the show. Like, I don't know how this happens. Like, he was just like accepting the process and how crazy this is. And I appreciate that. I think it says a lot about the women that like their parents put a lot of trust into them. and like the level of like micromanaging or like being concerned, like they really trust their daughters, which is so nice.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that is what it comes down to. Maybe they're just like, you got a good head on your shoulders, and this guy is quite charming. So like,
Yeah,
all's well that
he's
ends well
cute.
here. Yeah, he's
Right.
cute.
Yeah.
Rachel does tell Joey that she's falling in love with him. So we're like, he's got, they're all
Right on
pretty much
time.
falling in love with him right on time, right on cue. He also has really good answers to that because he's not saying it back, which is usually becomes a problem when they say it too early.
Oh my God, yeah.
Never a good idea. Great for the entertainment, not good for the feelings of those involved. But Joey,
Yep.
again, with usually the right things to say, like, my feelings are real. They are strong. I hope you feel validated, but I'm also protecting our hearts, and I'm not gonna say that word back to you. I'm like, oh my God, like, Joey, you're trained well, or you're just that good. I don't know, maybe both.
He did his homework. Yeah, he
He's
learned
learned
from
from our
previous
past.
bachelors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in Minnesota with Daisy on a Christmas tree farm. Everyone on Twitter said it, but literally a Hallmark movie. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We had fake snow. We had Santa Claus. We had a wishing
Yep.
tree, which like they make wishes on, which literally happens in Hallmark movies. They would just have like a
Yes.
magic Santa come to life and make it come true, which didn't happen here, but close enough.
Yes.
She also
Yep.
got her friends to come, which it's always interesting. I don't know how they make those decisions, but that feels like an advantage.
I feel like that's an advantage. Because I remember, because you have to fill out like, oh, if you make it to hometowns, what do you want? And I'm like, I want 10,000 of my friends there, and you never see it. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's, I mean, maybe it's just like the venue that was just like conducive to having friends, but I feel that's so important. I feel like your friends are like maybe even more important than your family. No offense, but like, you know, they're gonna have to be chilling with this person
Yeah,
like often.
I think that's so interesting. So it does make sense that you would have to like fill that out in advance and be like, all right, who you're gonna meet. And obviously then like, it's up to them
Everybody.
to organize it. But I wonder
Yeah.
how they choose. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. That's really fascinating to me because it does feel
Yeah.
like a little bit, it normalizes the show the same way as like last week when Kelsey A's one-on-one was just like going to a bar and exploring the town. I was
Yeah.
like, that's almost an advantage because you're getting like more real life experience with the person versus like, yeah, the horseback riding into the ice skating into the hot tub in the middle of nowhere is fun. It's also fake. Like,
Yeah,
there's something
right.
about shooting pool in the pub. Yeah, like it's a
Right.
little more organic and introducing
Yeah.
friends now on this side gives Daisy a little bit more
Yes.
organic. And we also know from her that she was not ready to say she was falling in love with him until she saw him interact with her family. I feel like there's a lot of things happening with Daisy
A lot.
on the social media, you know, discourse, which obviously like I usually agree with like 1% of what people's extremes opinions are. Like, I know where you're going, but you're being crazy. But one thing people think is that maybe Daisy or Joey's more into Daisy than Daisy is into Joey. Do you see that at all? Or
Yeah.
what do we think of that theory?
1,000%. Yeah, I think so. I think that Joey has like from the start, I was like, okay, because they both didn't really know each other. I think that we've seen some trepidation from Daisy and not so much Joey. And even especially I noticed this with like the difference between Maria and Daisy is that Joey is pursuing versus like he's holding back from Maria. And so I feel like Daisy has obviously been through a lot. I feel like health-wise, and then like this is all very new to her. Like you see her like hearing her brother's voice and it finally sounding like his voice. Like there's like new experiences happening for her, and that must be like overwhelming and maybe disorienting. And I feel like not that she's not ready for a relationship, but she's just at like a different point where like maybe she's not trusting things 100%. And I don't think she can necessarily trust what's happening with Joey just yet, but he is like all for it. And we don't really see that, I feel like, with anybody else where there's this like weird dynamic.
I think he
Do you
got there really
agree?
I do agree, and I think he got there really quickly with her
Yeah.
because she was the first one-on-one and she is quite like charming and likable and beautiful, and I think he kind of fell for her pretty quickly, and then now he's a little like starting to get tripped up in the like you haven't said it yet but then she does and like this was all very interesting. But then I think he's also probably in his head, like, oh, all of a sudden, Kelsey A. Like, I feel like if I obviously don't know this, but I feel like Joey and the editing is obviously playing tricks on all of us. But it really does feel like Joey was like all in on Daisy. And then because maybe she wasn't all the way there, it like left wiggle room and Kelsey A. like snuck in and is now like sneaking above because she hasn't really hesitated at all and has seemed
Yeah.
pretty confident in the process, not just like in Joey, but kind of like going with it. And Daisy, I think, is more like thinking logically and in her head, which makes sense. No one's right or wrong. It's just how you let the process play out.
I think there's an uneven power dynamic. I feel like the power dynamic at one point switched. It was, I think I noticed like on, like, I think it was Daisy had a second one-on-one, right? Like,
yes.
So her second one-on-one when they were sitting, and then she was, there was some hesitation. And honestly, I felt like the power dynamic switched. Like usually the bachelor is like, yes, like she is making the decision. And I feel like for like in other relationships, I feel like with Kelsey, I feel like they are on the same page. I feel like they're even, there's no weird like power dynamic. They're just like flowing really well. I feel like there is something going on with Daisy, and I feel like he can sense that. And but he still like really wants it.
Yeah,
I don't know. She's in a good spot, girl.
She is. And I also thought her family was so interesting. Her parents seemed great. All of these parents literally seemed awesome. But they were very encouraging of her to be vulnerable. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Like, go for it. And again, we got your back if it doesn't happen, which Rachel's parents kind of gave that too. And just very much like, we want you to feel it. And it's like better to like, it felt like one of those cheesy quotes. Like, it's better to like fall in love than to never love at all. Like if it ends or whatever. Like, I'm not doing that right. But it was just like, oh, this is really special. And it feels like they're just really encouraging her to be all in with Joey because they want her to like be all in general. And I just, you never see the parents. Like they all had the question of there's three other girls, we're worried, granted, but usually that's kind of where it stops. And this was very much like, you should really commit to Joey. And then it did give Daisy that little push. I feel like for her to say, I've been falling in love with you. And he kind of gave that same, I'm feeling the same way, you're validated, without saying too much. Cause like, that's what he has to do. So it really was interesting to watch these two, because it's that Kelsey A. Daisy in my head. I could go back and forth.
I know.
For both of them, for him.
I know. There was one moment that I noticed with Daisy and her mom. So Daisy was like talking to her mom, and she was like saying like how she doesn't know why she like can't, she's having trouble like being vulnerable. And then her mom's like, oh, I don't know why that is. And then Daisy's like, he's so great though. Like, it seems like she was trying to convince herself like this is the right thing to do. And I understand there's like that pressure, but I feel like some alarms are going off in Daisy's mind. And it almost gets me thinking, like, remember how at the beginning, the ending where Joey's standing at the altar and he's crying, and I'm like, what happens? I kind of feel like it might have something to do with unrequited love from Daisy.
I know. And that's like our theme, right? That Joey's whole thing is like, someone's not going to be as into him as he is into her. And they're not going to be ready for this. And I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. And if it is Daisy, this is all of us just making assumptions. If it is Daisy, like either saying no or walking away or whatever, writing that note, we need to talk, unless that's a fake out, because that was really interesting. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch, but I do think it might take away from if he is with someone else. Like, everyone is going to be so hung up on the breakup part that it takes away. And I'm a little worried about that, because then it sets them up for like, I don't know. It's just a lot of answering questions from people like me of, well, everyone thinks you should have picked whoever. Like, it makes it hard. Like, I hope they're just not setting him up for failure that way, but it is.
I know.
I'm very intrigued. So it's working.
I'm very intrigued too. Yeah. So we'll see how it plays out, but
we will. The world is very intrigued by Maria. I can't remember the last time there was a contestant that like,
oh my goodness,
was so rallied around in a way that wasn't like your most classic bachelor path. Meaning she had like, she was in a little bit of drama. She, you know, has a family that is hilarious, but like was like potentially had drama there. Like, she hasn't had the easiest bachelor path, but it really feels like people love her.
Oh my God.
Tell me about Maria. What do you think of Maria?
So she is so interesting because she was involved in the drama. You can tell that there's something, she's not polished at all. She's very off the cuff. She maybe, I could understand if the women in the house would feel intimidated or would feel not really like comfortable around her only because she is so like outspoken.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I haven't seen anybody be rallied around that hard for not being like a Miss America.
Right.
Like, she is, it's so interesting because I, you know, I'm online. So I'm seeing comments and like, if anybody, like, no matter what happens, they're riding for Maria.
I
like,
know.
Even like when Rachel said that like little thing, like during the rose ceremony, people were like, what a nasty B word. Like, anything against Maria is like tragic. And so She is really intriguing. I think that Joey really wants to make it work with her,
Yeah.
but she is kind of all over the place. And we obviously see that in her hometown. I think she really like relies on her relationship with her dad. Her dad was really supportive, but like Joey is too freaked out about what happened when she wanted to leave. Like
Yeah,
he
he
can't
never
get
got
over
over
that.
that. He did not
He's
get over
never
that.
gonna, yeah. No, he didn't get over that.
He did not get over that. I think it also, he kind of used it as an excuse, like, oh, Maria's never brought anybody home. Like, I feel like he was kind of trying to find poke holes because he never got over the like near quitting. And I don't blame him. It's like his, that's his trigger, which he's made pretty clear that he, you know,
Right.
someone's gonna leave. I don't blame Maria either for also kind of being like, you know, debating it or maybe trying to play it. I talked to Courtney Robertson last week and she was like, that's what I did. Like, I wanted to see if Ben like really liked me. Like, she's like, you're in
Yeah.
your own head about it and it's about to like enter your real world. So it's not any to fault anyone, but it definitely feels like he never got over that. And he went into this not with his mind made up, but a little bit like he was checking the boxes and just like double checking that he was going to do this. Whereas Maria was the opposite. And I feel like we see her get emotional with her sister, which I feel like a nice softer side of Maria because we have seen this like confident, funny, like charismatic Maria. And now we saw like softer, vulnerable Maria. We saw her dad who like everyone on the internet was like calling Tony Soprano and it was definitely like
So funny.
giving Soprano vibes, but then was also like quite endearing and nice to Joey and very
Totally.
quickly was like, all right, you have my permission if you need. She's got my number. I was like, whoa, I
Yeah.
did not see that coming, that he was going to say that.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming at all. Like, there's always, I feel like there's always one family that's a little tougher. And I'm like, obviously, it's going to be Marie's family because her
Yeah.
dad, like, he just looks like the kind of guy. Like, the Italian family is like, this is the way it's going to be. But I was really happy with, like, the relationship with her and her family. It's obviously really important to her. I think she kind of, like, I think she needed to, like, check in with her family before, like, making any, like, big decisions. But even then, like, she was not able to get there. She there's always like, and unfortunately in this scenario, you can't stutter.
Yeah.
You have to go full force or else like you're missing your chance. And I feel like she's already missed her chance and she's trying to catch up. You see that like through t until the end of the episode, she's trying to catch up and it just never happens.
I also think she got in her head a little bit when her dad, you know, recapped his conversation with Joey and basically said, you know, he asked me for permission. And she was like, you're not supposed to tell me that. You're not supposed to tell me that. I don't think she
Yeah.
realized, like, he was asking everybody, like that way he was going in, like as a
Right.
bachelor often does, and said, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to, but like hypothetically, where are we at with that? Which, like, I understand why they do that. It makes it complicated. It can backfire, but I do know why they do it. Like, it's part of the process. And I think she at first was like, oh my God, does that mean like I'm gonna win? Like, he asked for permission.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to tell me that. She almost like broke the wall. But then I wonder if there was something that happened after that, maybe like a producer's talked to her and was like, well, like, that's not what it means, Maria. And then that's why she, in that conversation with Joey, when she was going to say, I love you, went for like, thanks for coming or whatever she said, which was kind of
You
funny.
can tell, and like, you can see the moment where she's like, I'm not gonna say it. Like,
Yeah.
it's just, but I mean, maybe it's something like in her, it's definitely something in her that just like knows it's not right.
Yeah.
And you know, that little voice in your head. But I mean, I think she like really wanted it and she wanted it to be there. And like, she has never brought anybody home. This is the first guy that you're bringing home. Like, that's a lot of pressure. And I feel like she just wasn't ready. She just like
Yeah.
couldn't get there. She got in her own way, but I mean, obviously it just wasn't meant to be, but
Yeah.
sad.
And you mentioned at the rose ceremony, there's this moment where, you know, Maria asks to talk to Joey. We see her then say it. It's obviously too little, too late. But it was interesting is I usually watch the episodes early, and then this was my first time watching it after they had aired because I was not here. So I saw the discourse on social about people like coming for Rachel and like flooding her Instagram with like Team Maria and all this stuff. So I was expecting like a real reaction, like a how
Yeah.
dare you, like some huge drama. When I watched it, I was
Right.
like, they showed Kelsey A saying something that she wasn't like in her confessional, like what's happening. Daisy looked pretty confused. All three of them looked a little pissed off, like maybe they had been standing there for a long
Yeah.
time. So I
Yeah.
really don't understand the Rachel of it all. Like, it looked
No.
like all three of them were annoyed. And I'm not saying that you
Yeah.
don't, whatever. I was just very confused. I was expecting much worse when I saw the reaction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, and that's what, like, I'm talking about with, like, people riding for Maria so hard. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, honestly, like, even seeing the stuff, like, at the beginning of the season with Sydney, like, the visceral hate that she got was just, like, I honestly had to take a break for a little bit because I'm like, oh, my God, like, this world can be so toxic. And I feel like even, like, obviously Rachel in that moment, she was just like, what do you mean? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah. She is in the dark. Like, and she, like, this is a really pivotal moment. Like, obviously I'd be fucking annoyed too.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, really, I don't know. Like, it, I mean, Maria has her, like, I mean, everyone's like Maria stan, and that's great. But I also think we have to, like, maybe put some context in there. Like, not everyone's against Maria, and not everyone who is, quote, against Maria is a bad person. I don't
yes.
know.
No, 100%.
It was very interesting.
It was very interesting. And I saw Charity. She posted, all four girls are amazing and deserve to be there, but y'all mm-hmm. need to go outside and touch grass for a little bit. Maybe challenge and journey a little bit about your internal biases. I also saw Maria yes. post a nice long caption and kind of said what you were saying, like, being team me doesn't mean you're yeah. supposed to be against anybody else, which I think was important to say because that felt very over the top for me, for people coming for Rachel. And I do think it's also partly crazy. Maybe we didn't see as much of her on the show. Like, we've seen mm-hmm. a lot of the other three. But in that moment, I just felt like it was an equal opportunity of, like, this is annoying. And I'm sure I would think it was annoying too, but Maria had to shoot her yeah. shot. Like, it is what it is. And the four right. of them seem pretty tight. So that's also usually
yeah, they do.
Representation of these are solid final four. They're all supporting mm-hmm. each other. Usually means, you know, that we're going to get plenty of drama at the tell-all with some earlier things that happened, but it seems like these final four women are on the same page, which is usually a nice sign that they're all pretty solid. Do you think Maria should and will be the Bachelorette? Because that is, I feel like, what people are talking about. I don't know. I think she would be great. I think it would be a little different, but I would just be kind of surprised if it's not, whichever one it isn't, Kelsey A or Daisy or Rachel, mm-hmm. I feel like all of them are just going to have such compelling stories if this ends with this dramatic Joey tear. So, like, will Maria mm-hmm. be yesterday's news? Maybe not, because people are obsessed with her.
Right. So I think that there's such a pull for her to be Bachelorette. But the most important thing for the franchise people have to remember is an engagement. Is Maria going to be ready to get engaged? I don't know. It doesn't seem like she really is ready now. I think that if Paradise were going to be, like, a for sure thing, she would run that beach like nobody's business. Like,
yeah.
I would love to see Maria in Paradise, like, more than anybody else. I think that she as a Bachelorette would be, like, so fun and something different. And maybe that's what the Bachelorette role needs. But I think that the franchise is always thinking about longevity of a relationship. They, in order for the show to work, they need an engagement. I think people need to remember that.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I do think Maria would be so freaking good in Paradise.
Oh my God. For, like, I know, for viewership, like, all around, like, Maria's just, like, gold. And so regardless of, like, whatever position she's put in, I know if they announce a Bachelorette, I feel terrible for whoever they announce if it's not Maria, because they're going to be like, it should have been Maria.
That's very true too. That's very true too. Oh man. I don't know. And I mean, she did get a lot of screen time. So if people are liking what they're seeing, it's not like they would be getting something they don't expect, because we've seen a lot of Maria. It's been, you know, pretty consistent from, like, second or third episode on, like, every week. She probably has the most screen time. So that would be interesting. I think the story is there. I agree with you though. I'm not sure it's giving, I don't know, but I think they need to mix it up maybe. Like, it's been a lot of the same. If that double Bachelorette thing worked, which, no fault to Rachel and Gabby, I just don't know if they could ever try to do that again.
Disaster.
Those poor girls. Yeah. They made the best of it. But that was tough. But it feels like almost they could pull, like, a what they did with Michelle and Katie Thurston, where they, like, picked two people, but they aired them in different
times. That
would
be so good.
Right.
If it was, like, a Daisy, like, imagine a Daisy Maria. There could not be two more different people. Like, it'd be black and white. Like, oh, it'd be amazing. I think that they should maybe give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, we don't know if there's going to be a Paradise. What do you think's going to happen? Ooh. Do you think they're going to do it or no?
So, okay. So I think that Well, normally I feel like we would have gotten an announcement by now. Like, we know they're going to do Golden Bachelorette,
Right.
which is great. So I don't know if they have the capacity to do that plus a Paradise, just like production wise, like timing. And this is just like, this is coming from literally nowhere but my own brain. But also, I feel like, no offense, last season of Paradise was such a flop-a-rooney. There was nobody that had any chemistry. It was just like the most forced, weird season ever. I feel like if they waited another year and picked the best folks from each season, maybe it would be better, and then do alternating like Golden Year or Paradise Year.
Okay, that's a good idea. Almost like a Paradise
I don't know.
All-Stars, because like we took a break and now like
Yeah.
season 10, we're gonna like maybe
Yes.
not just throw out
We
anyone
just
who
have a
was
bigger
on the show.
pool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's true.
I
It
don't know.
gets stale, but I do know a lot of people. I actually know a decent amount of people that only watch Paradise and don't watch
Yes.
the other shows, which just fascinates me because the reason I always liked Paradise was because I knew the people versus like the other dating shows where you're always meeting the contestants for the first time.
Yeah.
But I think, it was also hard that they all ended up breaking up in addition to like it not being as entertaining. Then it's like, okay, we don't even have like a golden couple that like at least we got blah 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 out of this.
I know.
So it was a tough one, but I also just like don't feel ready to let it go. So I
No,
want it to happen.
I know. I don't think we should let it go. I think that a lot of people who haven't watched before or like recently watched Golden, and I
Yeah.
feel like they are so gung ho on Golden. It worked out so well that they're gonna like try to run with that. I think that Paradise, honestly, I want to see them bring back like Winter Games. I want to see them
Oh,
bring back like
me too.
something like that, you know, like. Let's let Paradise chill for a second, and maybe we open something else up.
We
I don't know.
have the Summer Olympics this year. Like, can't we do a Summer Games?
Oh
I
my
this this would definitely
God.
need to be in development by now, but I don't think they
Yes.
ever make the formal Paradise announcement until May, technically. So it's not like all
Okay.
hope is not lost. But you're right. If
Right.
the Golden Bachelorette's the focus, and then probably the regular Bachelorette, whenever they decide to do that, maybe
Right.
they'll do that in the fall.
Like,
And
that's a
Golden
lot
in the
of
summer.
shows.
That's a lot. And it's a lot of things with Bachelor in the title. And they are after like kind of a lull, they're kind of on an up and up, but like, do we want to oversaturate again? Because I think a
I know.
break helps.
Yeah.
But a shorter kind of summer games. I loved Bachelor Winter Games. I thought that
It'd
was
be
like the greatest
so
thing ever.
fun. Yeah, I think it would be so fun, and you know, in the spirit of things, and also like, I'm sorry, but you know, from being there laying on the beach, like, can we do something? Like,
Yeah.
let's do some team building. Like, I don't know. It's just
Were
more
you
like
bored on the beach,
entertaining.
Jill? Were you bored?
Yes, I was bored and hot and terrified. It was horrible. It's a
Funny.
terrible experience.
Oh my God. Well, now you
Yeah.
found love after the beach, right?
I know, thank God. I know. And it was like right in my backyard. It lives like 5 minutes away. I was
Does
like,
he
God damn
really? How'd you meet?
it. Yes. My mom set us up.
Oh my God,
It was
shut
just
up.
so funny. I'm like, Mom, we're like, you could have like prevented all of this from happening. Like,
No,
you
I
could
think it
save me
was
a
part
lot
of
of
the
heartache.
journey. I know it's a
It
bachelor
was part of the
trigger word for
journey.
you, but like
I know.
that's still,
It's
you
part
have
of the
great
journey.
stories.
I'm better because of it.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, I love it. Well, thank you for taking
Yeah.
time out of your day to
Of
recap Joey's
course.
hometowns with me. Did we miss anything? Were there any other points that needed to be made? Final predictions?
My prediction, I think it's going to be Kelsey A. Sorry. I think they're the most well-equipped for each other, and I'm rooting for her, but I'm rooting for everybody. I think this season was fantastic, and the last four girls, mwah, chef's kiss. They all killed it.
I totally agree.
That's it.
Well, thank you again for joining me, and you can come back
Thank you.
anytime if you are keeping tuned in. I will be reaching out.
Okay. Love
Thank
that. Good
you.
to see you as always. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.